This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a mild evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a clear sky with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is experiencing a crisp night, while Haifa sees slightly cooler temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports, war overshadows the BRICS forum in India, as Iran urges a consensus against U.S.-Israeli strikes. This was reported earlier this hour. Also, JNS notes, the IDF has targeted over 40 Hezbollah sites in southern Lebanon earlier today, eliminating terrorists and dismantling rocket launchers. Also this hour, 24 News highlights that Hezbollah has launched its largest drone swarm attack on Israel's northern border. Separately, Forward reveals a new report on sexual violence during the October 7 attacks seeks accountability for actions taken. And finally, JTA shares Netanyahu on 60 Minutes states the fight with Hezbollah should be viewed separately from the conflict with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, shared just minutes ago that Israel's Mossad chief traveled to the UAE during Iran's recent missile and drone strikes, according to the Wall Street Journal. Raylan Givens, a defense analyst, indicated a short time ago that the U.S. has increased its military presence in Saudi Arabia. With 53 F-16 fighter jets now stationed there and strategic bombers flying over the eastern Mediterranean. RT by Business reported nearly half an hour ago that Indian oil refiners might reduce Russian crude imports if a U.S. sanctions waiver isn't extended, as tensions with Iran escalate. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the BRICS Forum in India. The Times of Israel reports that Iran is using the platform to voice opposition to U.S.-Israeli military actions. However, tensions with the UAE complicate its stance. This diplomatic effort underscores regional divides and affects alliances. Turning to military developments, the IDF's operation in southern Lebanon targeted Hezbollah's infrastructure. JNS highlights that this action follows recent rocket attacks from the area. Such operations aim to reduce threats to northern Israel, but risk escalating the conflict. Meanwhile, Hezbollah's drone swarm attack on Israel's northern border marks a significant escalation. According to I-24 News, this is the largest such attack to date. It indicates Hezbollah's growing capabilities and raises security concerns for residents in the region. In another development, Forward reports on the new findings of sexual violence during the October 7 attacks. This Israeli report aims to shift focus from denial to accountability. It stresses the need for justice and awareness of the humanitarian impact. Finally, on the diplomatic front, Netanyahu's remarks on 60 Minutes emphasize a distinction between Hezbollah and Iran. JTA notes that he believes U.S. understanding is crucial. This perspective may influence international diplomatic strategies and alliances. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israel is at the cutting edge of technology in the West. Josh Wolf, a founding partner at Lux Capital, emphasized this at a recent conference. It highlights Israel's growing influence in the tech sector. Separately, Ynet Business reveals a parking meter heist in Germany involving 2 million euros. While not directly involving Israel, it shows the importance of municipal security measures globally. And finally, Globe states that Israelis' wealth has grown by 80% over 6 years. As financial portfolios rise, Israeli investors are adopting new habits, reflecting confidence in economic stability. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.